That's not the answer I want.
I mean, have you already started? I mean, presumably you've already started to do some stuff to adjust. What have you done to adjust?
Just getting rest right now. Just trying, you know, making sure I'm getting the proper amount of sleep right now. That way I'm not behind when it's time to, you know, I guess get used to the new time zone.
Do you feel like you're adjusted pretty well right now?
Yeah.
Come 8:30 Sunday morning, your body clock's ready to go.
Getting sleep is never a hard thing for me. So, you know, that's never going to be an issue, to be honest. And so I don't think it will once I get there either. I'll get to sleep when I need to get to sleep, you know.
How much of a high are you still riding from Sunday?
None at all. Sunday's over with, and this is a new opportunity for us, and another opportunity at another win.
Do you agree with the theory that those first handful of games were almost like a preseason for you? That you missed so much time that now you're in a regular season group?
No, not really, because it was what it was. It was a regular season, and the difference between that is the games that I've been participating in counted, and so the fact that I wasn't productive the way I needed to be, or you know, that matters. So I don't, you know, I can't compare regular season to preseason, because that's important.
Where'd that move come from? You put that move on the DB to get into the end zone?
I don't know. I just instincts. I don't know. You know, I just, once I got in the open field and noticed it was just me and him, I figured I'd take a angle for the pylon. But then once I saw he had bit on that angle pretty hard, I just decided to put my foot back in the ground and try to keep my legs moving so I have enough room to get to the end zone.
Are you grateful that you were able to show us that, okay, this is why you signed here, that you are a former Pro Bowler, that, okay, you know, you can do that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I was just you know, happy that I could be productive for the offense and for this team, that we were able to do some things, some good enough things to win. And so that's all I care about, is that I'm productive and that I'm helping this offense and not hurting this offense, so that, again, we do what we need to do on our side of the ball to help this team win.
Is there any such thing as overconfidence playing a team that's won one game in the last 2 years, the Browns?
You definitely can be overconfident. You can't take any game for granted. You can't overlook any team, regardless of what their record is, because this is the NFL, you know, and those guys are getting paid just like we're getting paid, and I'm sure they love the game just like we love the game. And so they're looking to get a win, and we're trying to do the same thing.